Just receive that word this morning. He loves you so, so much today. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God is good. Give the team another good hand this morning. Amen. Praise the Lord. Wow, that's awesome. Praise the Lord. Amen. Have Andrew get the lights back there. One of you guys, John, thank you so much. The Lord is so good this morning. Amen. Wow. Hallelujah. I want you to stand this morning and turn your Bibles to Matthew chapter 19. Matthew chapter 19. And let's look at verse 3. Matthew 19 and verse 3. The Pharisees also came to him, testing him. Pharisees. Turn to somebody and say, I'm glad I'm not a Pharisee, you see. I'm glad I'm not a Pharisee, you see. You can turn me down a little bit, guys. I'm glad I'm not a Pharisee, you see. The Pharisees also came to him, testing him and saying to him, is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife for just any reason? Is it lawful? So we're talking about practical grace. We're going to talk about practical grace this morning, and I'm going to pick on the guys today. So if you're, you know, lady today, you know, you can just hang in there with me. If you're not married today, you know, you can just hang in there with me too, because you can utilize this to pass along to somebody else. If you'd like to be married, you might get some good advice out of this message today. So but I just want to share some things with you about practical grace when it comes to marriage. All right, let's hold up our Bibles this morning, and we say this at Discovery Church, so join in with us. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am, I have what it says I have, and I can do what it says I can do. Today, I boldly confess, my mind is clear, my heart is open to receive God's word, and I will never be the same, never, never the same, in Jesus' name, amen. Turn around and give somebody a high five and say, aren't you glad God is love? Praise the Lord. So the religious bunch, as they usually do, came to Jesus questioning him, and they brought this question about Moses out of the law about divorce and said, hey, can a man divorce a woman for any reason? And back there was a couple school of thoughts on divorce. One of the schools of thoughts was if she burned your bagel, then you could divorce her. So it was just that simple. You know, women were not dominant at all in that society. It was a male-driven society. And so, you know, what the guy says, that's what went. I'm glad today, and I'm glad that in Christ that we're all one. Aren't you? Aren't you glad for that? So they came to Jesus actually testing him to see what he was saying. Let's go on down and look at this a little bit. And he answered and said to them, have you not read? Being a Pharisee, being, you know, of the law, he who made them at the beginning made them male and female. Not Adam and Steve, but Adam and Eve, right? Male and female. Come on, I should get amen on that, right? Amen. Next verse. And he said, for this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother. Now listen, if you're there at home after 40 years, it's time for you to get out. Right? It's time for you to get out and get a job. Job. J-O-B. Job. J-O-B. I'm not talking about the book of Job. Some guy one time said, man, I was looking for a job, and I looked in the book of Job. Right? J-O-B. No, a job. God has designed men to work. God gave men a job even in Genesis. He said, tend the garden, right? He said, work. God desires men to work. Man, thank you, ladies. Amen. God designed man to work. We're going to talk about that in just a moment. Amen? So there's nothing wrong with that. You know, God desires you to work. And he says, and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become what? One flesh. What a powerful, powerful, powerful experience when two people become one flesh, joined together. And then listen to what Jesus went on to say about this. So then they no longer two, but one. Therefore, what God has joined together, let no man put asunder. That word join, that word cleave to your wife, join to your wife, is like the word super glue. I was out there today, and I was working with some super glue, and I got some on my finger. You ever get super glue on your finger? It's like, come on, man. That stuff doesn't want to come off, right? It's like, and then you're sticking everything you touch. It's like, man, that's how your marriage is to be. It's to be like super glue, joined so tightly together, amen, that nothing can come in between. He said, let no man separate. Then he went on down and said this. Then he said to them, why then did Moses command to give a certificate of divorce and put her away? Why did Moses demand this? Why was it okay for Moses to do this? Listen what he said, next verse. He said to them, Moses, because of the hardness of your hearts. Listen to me. We harden our heart when we don't listen to what God's Word and the Holy Spirit conveys to us. We harden our heart when we say words that are not appropriate or very hurtful and not out of grace. People's hearts get hardened, and when your heart gets hardened, it's very hard to change. But he says, this should not be the way it is. And he went on down to say, you know, if there's adultery involved, yes, you could have permission to have a divorce. But listen to me, that's still not the best way. God really wants you to change your life and stay together. Amen? God really wants and desires that husbands and wife, once you are married and committed, stay together. Even if there's been adultery or an affair, God desires that you work this thing out, you get back inside. You know, what are you thinking? You're thinking wrong. Right thinking leads to right believing. And if you drifted somewhere out there some way, get back where Jesus is, repent, turn, amen? Know that God loves you even when you messed up. Come on, somebody, amen. You know, now some of you may think murder at times, but don't think divorce. You know, I mean, you might, I mean, I'm gonna kill you. And you know, but, and don't do it, please, don't do it, please. But you know, pastor says, okay, I'm gonna wipe you out, bud. Amen. But listen, there, you know, you've got to understand how much God loves you to begin with, and how much you've been forgiven, and get your mind wrapped around how much he cares about you and your thinking pursuing after him. Because everything starts with a thought. Adultery starts with a thought. Thievery starts with a thought. Everything starts with a thought. Good things start with a thought. So you need to get your thinking lined back up with God's word. Are you with me? Amen. So he said, because of the hardness of your heart, he permitted this. So, you know, men will never learn what it means to really be a man unless we look to Jesus as our example. You don't look to the world as your example for what a man, because you'd really be confused nowadays. I'm just saying to you, right? You need to look to Jesus as our example of what a man is. Look at 1 Corinthians 11:3. 1 Corinthians 11:3. We're going to give you a lot of scripture this morning, going to go through a lot of practical things, try to help all of us out, all right? But I want you to know that the head of every man is a woman. Oh, I better read that again. But I want you to know that the head of every man is a what? It's Christ. And at the head of woman is, and then some of the women say, yeah, but I turned that neck, right? The head of a woman is a man, and the head of Christ is what? Is God. To most people, the word head pertains to somebody that's in charge, right? Well, they're in charge. The biblical definition of leadership has nothing to do, listen to me, with being in control. I know that hit some of you hard, right? The biblical definition of leadership has nothing to do with being in control. Look at Ephesians 5:23. Look at this. This is so good, guys. I want you to get this morning. Everybody, I want you to get this. Ephesians 5:23. For the husband is head of the wife, as also Christ is head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. To be the head of something is to be the source. As the source, the head provides nourishment. Jesus provides nourishment to the church. Jesus is the source of the body. And because the woman came out of man, the man is responsible for nourishing the woman. Well, all you women right there, that was a good point to say amen right there. Well, you, right? As the source, the man can channel God's love to the woman. Men have learned man's law, which causes them to hide behind a false identity based on the world's expectation of manhood. Men must not be afraid of letting the person that they're made inside show through to others Jesus Christ. Nourishment from the Father equips us guys to be and do everything that God has supplied us to be and do. A man's masculinity should be wrapped up in the personality of Jesus Christ and a relationship with him. Woo! That was a mouthful, guys. Amen? So God has ordained a husband to be the head of the house, the leader in his family, and how successful and have a successful marriage and family, and all that rests on that relationship you have with Jesus Christ. So God placed the responsibility on us guys, on our shoulders, to guide, to guard, and provide for our family. Guide, guard, and provide. It's up to us to do those three things. Guide, guard, and provide. Amen. Through the leadership of Jesus Christ. Are y'all with me this morning? Amen. So, how many men want to know how to be a good husband? Anybody, any guys in here that are married? Any of you guys want to know how to be a good husband? Amen. And how about a good leader to your family? Anybody want to do that besides pastor, right? So look at Ephesians 5:25. Let's go here. Look what he says. Drop on down. Husbands, love your wives. Husbands, agape. The word agape there is God's love, sacrificial love. Just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. We are to love our wives the way Jesus loved the church. Wow. Come on, somebody. Amen. The Bible doesn't say, for God so loved the world that he gave a box of chocolates. Bible says that God so loved the world that he gave some flowers. No, the Bible says God so loved the world that he gave what? He gave himself. He sacrificially gave himself. So he said, husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. Guys, your wife will find it hard to submit to someone, to be under them and lift them up. The word submit, be under and lift them up, if you're not supplying sacrificial love to them. Oh man, this is, y'all are real quiet. It's real quiet in this Presbyterian church this morning, as Andrew would say. Amen. So Jesus is our example. Amen. It's not hard to submit to Jesus when you know how much he loves you. It's not hard to get under him when you know how much he cares for you. It's not hard to know how much he loves you with passion and how much he's forgiven you. It's so easy just then to get under Jesus. Why? Because you know he's not going to harm you or hurt you, but he's there to help you and provide for you. Hello? Isn't that good? Amen? So husbands, love your wife just as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. Guys, your wife will not find it hard, amen, to get under you when you're giving that to her. Oh, thank you, Tracy. Hallelujah. I like that. Where's Greg at? Amen. Where are you, brother? Amen. So that's good. Amen. Listen to me. You cannot change her by harping on her. You can say, well, pastor, there's some things I'd like to change. You know why? Well, there's some things I need to change here. Well, listen, you're not going to change it by harping. And let me give you something else. You really can't change anybody. Amen. You can't do it. It is impossible. How do you know? I've been a pastor for 40 years, and boy, there's a lot of people I'd like to change. And you know what I found out? I can't change them. I can try, I can give unto them, I can give them the word, I can give them everything. I can't change them. Only thing that can change a person is God. Only thing that can change a person is God. Amen? Hallelujah. You can't change your wife. And hey, wives, you know what? You can't change him. You'll wear yourself out trying to change him, right? Trying to make him into something you want him to be. Only God can change him. Only God can change you. Only by God's grace do we change. Some people say, you know, when you learn enough that you want to, or when you hurt enough that you have to. Don't let it get to that. Amen? Let that word be applied to your thinking, and let that word transform your thinking to the patterns of your life that you change. Oh, man, hallelujah. Man, oh, man, oh, man. Jesus, you're good. Let me ask you, what makes a man attractive? You ever thought about that, ladies? 6'2", eyes of blue, la, 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 la. What makes a man attractive? What really makes a man? I'm going to tell you something. I want you to look at this. Look at Proverbs 19:22. What makes a man attractive? Proverbs 19:22. Look at this. I found this. I thought this was so cool. What is desired in a man is, what is desired in a man, Living Bible says, put up the Living Bible. Can you put up the Living Bible? What is desired in a man? Look at this in the Living Bible. I want you to see this. Kindness makes a man, turn to somebody and say amen to that. Kindness makes a man. Some of you guys are so rude at times. You know, if you've been married a little while, it's easy to kind of let down your guard. When you were dating her, buddy, you cleaned up that ride. You cleaned up yourself. Hello, come on, somebody. Amen. I mean, your 1955 Chevy was looking spotless, baby. Not a crumb on it. Now you're getting that thing. It is a pile of junk. Everything's all over the place. You've been married for a while. And we can be so rude at times. God says this, kindness makes a man attractive. That word kindness is so, it's an interesting word because it's hasid in the Hebrew, which means loving kindness. God kindness, amen? Loving kindness, the love of God. The word is usually referred to as God's love, God's kindness operating in our lives. So lady, if you're looking for a potential husband, make sure that that person has hasid, kindness in their life, amen? Kindness in their life. You know, I'm going to tell you something, guys. One of these days, your six-pack will turn into a keg. Amen. And your high forehead will grow even higher, right? But I'll tell you what will last is the kindness that you show to your spouse. That kindness is attractive to her. Amen. That kind. Listen, man. I'm telling you, I was up. One of the things I do in my house is Holly will prepare a meal, and I'll go over and I'll start doing the dishes. Right now, I never understood why you have a dishwasher in your house, but you still have to do dishes before you put them in the dishwasher. Anybody understand that? But anyway, I'll do the dishes. I'll put them in. And you know what she told? I was doing dishes just the other day. And you know what she told me? She said, "Baby, you are really sexy when you." You are really sexy when you do dishes. I said, "Woo! Hallelujah! Amen to that, man." So, like, man, I just did those dishes. It's like, give me them dishes, baby. Give me them dishes, amen. Amen. It's amazing. Praise God. Just little acts of kindness go a long way. Woohoo! I won't tell you how far the long way is. You'll leave that to your own imagination, amen? But man, I want to tell you, kindness is awesome. Kindness is attractive to your spouse. Is this good or what? You got to lay down your own desires. Sacrifice means we lay down our own desires. So many times, man, us guys, we get on an ego trip and we just, we want to do our own thing. You know, we just go, we're going to do our thing. I've done that a few times in my marriage. I've just gone and did my thing, right? But man, I regretted doing my thing. Made me feel bad, you know. Holly's going here, and I ain't going. I'm going to do this. I'm doing my thing. And after I go away a little bit, Holy Spirit starts talking to me. What are you doing, boy? Anybody ever have that? Am I the only one, right? You know? So what are you doing, boy? You know? And you know what? Yesterday, man, let me give you a great example. How many of you guys like going to the mall? Any of you guys really love going? Come on, you love going to the mall. Guys, raise your hand. There's one, halfway, half mass, two of you, a few of you. I hate going to the mall. The mall and Walmart are two places I don't like to go, right? So Holly, now listen to this. You got to hear this. Holly says, hey, baby, I need some makeup. Okay, awesome, babe. Amen. Makeup is good. Turn to somebody and say, makeup is good. Amen. And she said, would you go to the mall with me and get some makeup? I said, sure, I'll go. And we went to the mall, and we had a great time. And not only when we went to the mall, we went to, what's the name of the store? Nordstrom's. And Jamie works at Nordstrom's. So we went to the mall, Jamie works at Nordstrom's, and Jamie sells makeup at Nordstrom's. So we got to go down and fellowship with one of our partners, and she's always excited to see us, and we're excited to see her, you know. And I had a great time just going to the mall, just doing the little things. Amen. And sometimes, guys, we do those little things and it makes such a difference in our marriage and in our. Oh, thank you for your. So you got to sometimes just lay down your stuff. I mean, I'd rather have been out the airport, right? It's like the airport's where my sanctuary is. It's like where Jesus really is. Just want to let you know. Amen. Amen. But no. I said, babe, I'm going to go with you. So we went down. We had a great time and went out to lunch. Had a real fancy lunch. I took her to Culver's and bought her a burger. Amen. So it was awesome. Praise the Lord. But it was great. And I just want to say there's some practical sides of grace. Because grace is kind, and many times, guys, we give up things, and you're not really giving it up, because on the other end of that, there's a huge blessing waiting for you, right? So you lay down your desires, and you pick it up. Look what 1 Peter 3:7 says. 1 Peter 3:7. Amen. This is good. Hallelujah. 1 Peter 3:7. I love this. Praise God. Husbands, likewise, dwell with them, your wife, with understanding. With understanding, giving honoring your wife. Amen? Honor. Self-sacrifice. Honoring your wife as a weaker vessel and as being heirs together of the grace of life. That your prayers may not be hindered. If you want your prayers not to be hindered, amen, then honor your wife. You're in this grace together. Everybody say grace together. Grace together in your life. Honor her. Support her. Go out and work. Three of you said amen. Pastor, get out of that work thing. You know why? Because I have a work ethic. I believe in working. You listen, God can't bless anything you can't give God nothing and him expect him to bless it. You got to put your hand to something, hello, and then you can expect him to bless the something you put your hand to. Amen? And I really believe that it was always meant for men to be the provider for the home. Now, there might be seasons it doesn't happen that way. Turn to somebody and say, come on, amen. There might be seasons, but on the main thing, God desires guys to work and provide for their home. A lady can work too. I'm not saying ladies don't, you know, you can have a great career, but it's also good for the man to be the provider. Three of you said amen. Can I get a big amen there? That make me feel a little better. Make you feel better, make me feel better, right? Amen. Hallelujah. So how do you do all this, Pat? How do you do this? Well, first of all, you got to focus on God's love for you. When you focus, guys, on the love that God has for you, things begin to turn around in your life, and man, you start to see things different, and things begin to happen for you, amen? How do you love? Go back to Ephesians. How do you love? Ephesians 5, verse 25. How do you do this? 5:25. As Christ also did what? Love the church. Focus on God's love for you. As you focus on God's love for you, then out of that love comes the love for others. Amen? Christ loves for you. Christ loves for you. Focus on what Jesus does and what he's done for me. He said he would never leave you or forsake you. He's always there with you. He's always partnering with you. Amen? Focus on Jesus. Actually, let me tell you something. Focus on Jesus and everything else in your life, including your wife, will be better and blessed. Amen? A lot of times, man, we get focused on the wrong thing. We're focusing on this. We're focusing on that. But, man, when you focus on the Lord, everything begins to take priority in your life. Amen? Love your wife with your words. Love your wife with your words. Love your wife with your words. Husbands, love your wife just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. How does Christ love the church? Look at verse 26. That he might sanctify and cleanse her with the washing of the water by the word. How do you love your wife? You love your wife by your words. She is washed, listen to me, she is refreshed by your words. Oh man, that is good. Tell her she is the best looking thing you ever saw. Come on, somebody. Tell her how great she looks today. Tell her, don't gripe about the meal. It might be a burnt sacrifice, but tell her, amen. Thank you, baby, for your efforts. Hello? There's ways to compliment right. Amen? A wise man compliments wife. When she comes out and says, do I look fat in this dress? What do you say? There's a wise response to that. Amen? She does have the power to take you out, by the way. So that's what I'll let you know. Hallelujah. So compliment. You wash her with the words that you speak. Amen? Look at Song of Solomon. Song of Solomon, chapter 4, verse 7. This is a letter and a picture of Christ and his church. It's a beautiful picture in the Old Testament. You are all fair, my love, and there is no spot in you. Don't major on the minors. Amen? Hallelujah. The Bible says he's going to present a church without spot or wrinkle or any such thing. That's a good word for plastic surgery, somebody told me one time. Spot or wrinkle. But don't major on the minors. Major on the majors. Look at the good. Let grace operate in your life. Hallelujah. Jesus purifies us with his word. Love your wife with words. Tell her she looked good. Praise her. Amen. Man, that is good. Well, you say, well, that's all good, Pastor, but I really want one of those Proverbs 31 women. How many know what Proverbs 31 is? Anybody ever read Proverbs 31? That's really good, Pastor, but man, I really desire Proverbs 31 woman. Woohoo! That's a good desire. You know, he that finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains favor with the Lord. Looking for a Proverbs 31 wife is a really good thing. Hello. Some great attributes there. I found one. Praise God. Or she found me. I don't know which way that worked out, but you know, here we are 35 years later. But it was a good thing. But I want you to look at Proverbs 31 and verse 28. Proverbs 31 and verse 28. Look what it says here. Her children will rise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he And he praises her. He knows how to use words to nourish her. Amen? Your words should nourish your wife. Every day, morning and night, your words should nourish her. Before you go to bed tonight, you need to say, baby, I love you so much. Amen? In the morning, you get up, baby, I love you so much. Thank you for what you do. Appreciate your wife. Amen? Honor your wife. How many want success? Honor your wife. Amen? I want you to look at this, and I want to go back to it. 1 Peter 3, 7. Go back there in just a moment. The word honor here, 1 Peter 3, 7. Look at this. Husbands, likewise, dwell with them with understanding, giving honor. Everybody say honor. The word honor there is a great word. It means to give heavy weight. In other words, if I honor my wife, I give weight of the value of her presence. Right? I mean, I'm sometimes addicted to my cell phone. Anybody else? Come on, be honest with me. Come on, be honest. Anybody else addicted besides Pastor? I'm sometimes addicted to it, man. I get on that thing, you know, I do my Facebook thing, and I get on there, and I have to remind myself. Now, if I don't, Holly will gently remind me, baby, you need to put that thing down. And I'll say, hey, you're right, you know, because if I'm having a meal with her, I don't want that to be my attention. I want her to be my attention, right? So, guys, we honor our wives in so many ways. God wants us to honor our wives. Man, are y'all still with me? Y'all still here? Give her honor. Praise the Lord. God wants us to do that. Amen? Give her honor. So, guys, you are the head of the house. You are the CEO. Amen? You are the CEO of that house. When a company succeeds, the CEO gets credit. When a company fails, the CEO gets credit. Right? So you are the CEO of your home. God wants you to be that CEO and establish it with God's grace and kindness and love in that atmosphere. When your children walk into that house, you should have an atmosphere of love. You should never, listen to me, you should never argue in front of your kids. If you have a disagreement, don't do it in front of your kids. Amen? Holly and I had disagreements over the year, and Kay can tell you, you know, while they were at home, we never talked about things. We never talked about church difficulties we were having. You know, some pastors have church difficulties. Being a PK kid's not always easy. Come on, somebody. I was reading the other day about the statistics. You know, only 1 of 10 pastors actually make it to retirement? Wow, that's what I said. Wow, 1 of 10. I could read you all kinds of statistics about pastors, and it's sad, you know. So I'm glad I got good sheep here. Turn to somebody and say, I'm a good sheep. How about you? Amen. Amen. I've had some of them goats, but I am so thankful for sheep. Praise God. Them goats just butt. You know, that's what Greg Moore is talking about. But thank God for sheep. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, just good people. When Holly and I pray, we say, God, send people here that are good people. Amen. That love Jesus. That just want to plug in somewhere and expand the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Thank God you're a good sheep. Turn to somebody and say, I'm a good sheep. Bah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So guys, honor them. Let's dwell together with one another. Let's love one another. Let's support them. Give them something to lean on. Provide for them. Amen. Praise God. You want to be prosperous, right? Provide for them. Let God bless you. Amen. Let God honor you as you honor them. God will honor you. Amen. Let's stand this morning. Let's give God some praise. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, I want all the ladies to say a big amen. 1, 2, 3, amen. Hallelujah. All the men can say, huh? Amen. Guys, know God loves you this morning. He's got destiny and purpose for your life. Amen. He wants you to have a successful life, a successful marriage, a successful family. Praise the Lord. God is into success. Whatever you do, put your hand to, God wants it to prosper. Amen. He wants to bless it. He wants it to grow. He wants you to love your wife. Thank you, Tracy. Greg's working on it. He is. Amen. Hallelujah. Guys, he wants you to love your wife. Come on, guys. Amen. Praise God. If you're a single man here, well, hey, God's got somebody for you if that's your desire. Sometimes, listen to me, it's okay to be single. Nothing wrong with it. It's better than the other alternative, marrying somebody that it doesn't work out. Amen. But God, if you have a desire to get married, God will give you a spouse. And ladies, if you're looking for a spouse, don't seek Jesus. Let God bring that person to you, right? And then when he does come to you, I'll tell you exactly what I told my girls. You do have permission to look at his bank account. Oh, come on, amen. Why is that? Because he needs to be providing for you. If he's going to, you know, get involved there, he needs to take care of you. And he needs to take care of you good. Come on. He needs to take care of you good. Amen. Hang on a second. I heard this song. I'm going to share it with you. This is from a guy's perspective, okay, that didn't really care too much about taking care of his wife. And it goes like this. Baby, if you're going to be my wife, you got to live the low life. No shopping at Fifth Avenue, Walmart will have to do. If you're going to be my wife, you're going to live the low life. In that Frigidaire, you won't find any champagne but PBR beer. If you're going to be my wife, you're going to live the low life. No, I don't have no Mercedes-Benz. I got a Ford pickup with all my friends. And if you're going to be my wife, you're going to live the low life. Wow. Listen, that ain't the way it should be. As a believer, God has created you and designed you for success and blessing and favor on your life. Amen. Now listen, you can drive a Ford pick-em up truck because I like them too. Amen. But man, it needs to be sharp and clean and you know what? Praise God. And I pray with that Ford pickup truck comes lots of land, lots of cattle, lots of horses. Amen. Lots of favor, lots of blessing, amen. Praise God, hallelujah. God just desires you to bless and be prosper. Hold up your hands this morning. Come on, let's take some confessions this morning. Say, thank you, Jesus. I am blessed. I am blessed. Thank you for your blessing. Thank you for your favor in my life. Thank you, Lord. I am the head and not the tail. Lord, you teach me. You instruct me by your word. I'm obedient to your word, God. Grace reigns in my life. Thank you, Lord, for your grace. Whatever I put my hands to will prosper. Will prosper. Thank you, Lord, I'm prosperous. I'm successful. The Lord just told me tell some of you guys, you need to start seeing yourself as successful. Amen. See yourself as successful, as owning the business. Amen. As having many employees. Praise God. See yourself as blessed going in and blessed going out. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. See yourself as wealthy. Writing a check for $1 million is nothing for you. Amen. Because you're blessed and wealthy. Hallelujah. Thank you for it, Jesus. Come on, say, I'm blessed. I'm favored. In the name of Jesus, I receive this word that changes my life. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. Now shake hands with somebody and tell them you are loved this morning. Praise the Lord. Woo! God is good.